Welcome to the Glacier Review. What's new, Glacier View? Life in our town, events, interviews, and more. Whatever is new or news in Glacier View, plus a little bit more. Glacier View is located between mile 89 and 119 on the Glen Highway. The Glacier Review program is brought to you on KGVC, radio station 91.5 on your FM dial. We rebroadcast from KVRF, Radio Free Palmer, making radio cool again. My name is Joseph Davis, and today is Stardate 60.10152. Again, Stardate is 60.10152. First up on today's program is Glacier Notes. Yes, the mighty Matanuska Glacier is here, looking good, and people are visiting it every day. The time for winter tours is over. Summer rates are back. The Glacier Park is open, as well as the nearby guiding and hiking services to the Matanuska Glacier. So come on up to Glacier View and visit the mighty Matanuska Glacier. Now for a few Matanuska Glacier tidbits of information, although I have to say we will be having some more glacier information later in the summer about the Matanuska Glacier. But anyway, the Matanuska Glacier is a valley glacier in the United States of Alaska at 27 miles long, that's 43 kilometers, by 4 miles wide, which is 6.4 kilometers wide. It is the largest glacier accessible by car in the United States. So maybe it's not the only one, but it is the largest one accessible by car in the United States. Its terminus feeds the Matanuska River. It lies near the Glen Highway at about mile 100, well, 104, 106, 108. I think the turnoff to the Glacier Park is at about mile 103. Anyway, about 100 miles outside of Anchorage, northeast of Anchorage, Matanuska Glacier flows about 1 foot or 30 centimeters per day. Due to the ablation of the lower glacier, as of 2007, the location of the glacier terminus has changed very little over the past three decades. And by the way, for those marine fans out there, there is the MV Matanuska, one of the Alaska State ferry boats. Another little thing to remember about the Matanuska Glacier. That is, about 10,000 years ago, the Matanuska Glacier went all the way to Anchorage. Yepers, all the way to Anchorage. And so a friend of mine was asking, well, where did it end at 9,000 years ago, or 8,000 years ago, or 7, all the way up to now? What was that trickle rate of the receding of the glacier over 10,000 years? And I have found out through now multiple sources that Lake Atna was a gargantuan interior lake up past Eureka. And it was a big glacial field up there, a glacial lake. In other words, the lake was formed by ice holding back the water. It broke. And in the matter of just a few days, we're talking like 3 days, that water gushed out and flowed out and cut off the Matanuska Glacier to where it is today. Cut it off. So from here in Glacier View to Anchorage, 10,000 years ago, it went to all the way to Anchorage. 9,000 years ago, 999 minus 3 days from 10,000. Boom. Lake Atna, I won't say artificial, is natural. But when that glacial lake broke, boom, the glacier was cut off to where it is now. So right, that what that means is the snowfall, the weather pattern for the last 10,000 years has kept the mighty Matanuska mighty. So that's a little bit of a review of the Matanuska Glacier. The park is open, the guiding services are open. Of course, our B&Bs and cafes and that are all open. Come on up to Glacier View. Now, a look at the Glacier View Community Council Notebook. Well, there is a lot going on with the Glacier View community, and part of that, in the May Council, we voted to support Radio Free Palmer with a $1,000 donation. Now, remember, there is a repeater at about mile 90 here, which is what we are listening to in Glacier View, KGVC radio station, which we call Big Glacier Radio. It repeats Big Cabbage Radio in Palmer. So the Palmer station repeats through Sutton, and in Sutton it repeats in Glacier View. That's how we get our signal. So we made a $1,000 donation to Radio Free Palmer, partly because our emergency plans for Glacier View include having FM radios and being able to pick up emergency radio signal if there is a big emergency. So, $1,000 to Radio Free Palmer from Glacier View Community Council. And then there's My House. Now, My House is a fabulous group in Wasilla for the Palmer-Wasilla area, which includes Glacier View, serving young adults with housing and job training. So we donated $2,000 to My House at the May meeting. It was also passed to build a pavilion with park benches and picnic tables. These are going to be made out of 4x12s. Whoa, these picnic tables will be stable in the wind. That work is underway now, currently being processed by Job Corps right in Palmer. Job Corps is building the pavilion, and it is under the helpful training of Mike Crothers. So hats off to Job Corps for doing this fabulous pavilion job for us. It'll be 20 feet by 20 feet with picnic tables and park benches. Also, other news, the school, Glacier View School, is getting a new roof. And of course, this is during one of the rainiest summers that we can remember. In fact, on Tuesday this week, somebody recorded 1.35 inches of rain. Well, we didn't have to water our gardens, and it rained a little bit today, too. So, cloudy, soggy weather. That's it for news on the Glacier View Community Council Notebook. So, on to garage science. HHO is back, and back with a vengeance. Okay, HHO. H2O. H2O is water. H2 means 2 hydrogen. O means oxygen. So in a molecule of water, there's 2 hydrogen and 1 oxygen. I've been working with this and taking apart water with electrolysis, a car battery, and a little gizmo, just metal plates separated by little rubber gaskets. Well, I've had a little torch that will melt nails, melt copper, melt lava rocks from Iceland. Now I have a bigger generator. My older generator had 9 plates. My new one has 25 plates. It's much bigger. So not only is my torch burning much hotter, but I am destined for greater experiments. And you want to remember, in the torch, it's not literally burning water. I take apart the water and transform it into hydrogen and oxygen. Well, now I have a lot more output with 25 plates instead of 9. Today, we took apart, took apart, my Briggs & Stratton gasoline-powered electric generator. My goal is to run my Briggs & Stratton gasoline engine, running my generator, on HHO, which means water. So I have a little tank of water. I put a little salt in there, potassium hydroxide, so that it conducts electricity, run it through this little, no moving parts for the electrolysis generator, and bang, we got a really big backfire. Black smoke belching out of my generator. So it's a 4-cycle, and so it gets oil to the pistons, but we still have some tweaking to do. Stay tuned. When I get my Briggs & Stratton electric generator running just on water, then I will post videos on the Glacier Review on Facebook. So stay tuned for more news on running gasoline-powered engines on HHO. That's it for Garage Science with the Glacier Review. Well, we've had solstice this week, so our sunlight is now waning with a loss of 16 seconds on today. Yesterday, it was a loss of only 3 seconds. Oh, I can barely stand to read the numbers. I can't bear to see how many seconds less tomorrow is. But today, on Thursday, we do have 19 hours and 38 minutes of sunshine and effectively no night. So, to this end, here is our quote for the day about solstice. At the summer solstice, all is green and growing, potential coming into being, the miracle of manifestation painted large on the canvas of awareness. At winter solstice, the wind is cold, trees are bare, and all lies in stillness beneath the blankets of snow. This is by Gary Zukav. I don't know who Gary Zukav is, but he has a nice quote on summer and winter solstice. So I have a question for you. Why did Beethoven get rid of all his chickens? Why did Beethoven get rid of all his chickens? Because all they ever said was, bok, 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 bok. And this is why people don't tell jokes on radio. But we can play music.
Forgot all about the library like she told her old man now. And with the radio blasting goes cruising just as fast as she can now. And she'll have fun, fun, fun till her daddy takes the T-bird away.
Fun, fun, fun till her daddy takes the T-bird away.
Well, the girls can't stand her cause she walks, looks and cries like an ace now.
You walk like an ace now, you walk like an ace.
She makes the Indy 500 look like a Roman chariot face.
Look like an ace now, you look like an ace.
A lot of guys try to catch her, but she leads them on a wild goose chase.
Drive like an ace, girl, you drive like an ace.
And she'll have fun, 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 till her daddy takes a T-bird away.
Fun, 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 till her daddy takes a T-bird away.
And, of course, this is the Beach Boys with Fun, Fun, Fun from the album, their iconic album, Endless Summer, the Beach Boys, Fun, Fun, Fun. Let's move on.
Good day, sunshine. Good day, sunshine. Good day, sunshine. I need to laugh, and when the sun is out, I've got something I can laugh about. I feel good in a special way. I'm in love and it's a sunny day.
Good day, sunshine. Good day, sunshine. Good day, sunshine.
We take a walk. The sun is shining down, burns my feet as they touch the ground.
Good day, sunshine. Good day, sunshine. Good day, sunshine.
then we lie beneath a shady tree. I love her and she's loving me. She feels good, she knows she's looking fine. I'm so proud to know that she is mine.
Good day, sunshine. 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 Good day, sunshine.
Okay, that's Good Day Sunshine from the Beatles album The Revolver. And by the way, it's time for a station break. The Glacier Review program is brought to you on KGVC, radio station Big Glacier Radio, rebroadcast from member-supported community radio station with members like you. Join KVRF Radio Free Palmer, where we build, inform, and celebrate community through local radio. Be part of your own local radio station by listening to the local programs. Have an idea for your own program? Let's talk. Stream us live over the internet and on your smartphone. Visit radiofreepalmer.org for details and become a member today. You can also visit us on our Facebook page, Radio Free Palmer. Listen to Radio Free Palmer from Lion's Head in Glacier View all the way to the Butte. We are broadcasting in Palmer 89.7 FM, Sutton at 89.5 FM, and in Glacier View at 91.5 on your FM dial, making radio cool again. My name is Joseph Davis.
Hooka chaka, hooka, hooka, hooka chaka, hooka, hooka, hooka chaka, hooka, hooka, hooka chaka, hooka, hooka.
I can't stop this feeling deep inside of me. Girl, you just don't realize what you do to me. When you hold me in your arms so tight, you let me know everything's alright. I'm hooked on a feeling. I'm high on believing that you're in love with me. Lips as sweet as candy, its taste is on my mind. Girl, you got me thirsty for another cup of wine. Got a bug from you, girl, but I don't need no cure. I just stay affected if I can for sure. All the good love when we're all alone, keep it up, girl. Yeah, you turn me on. I'm hooked on a feeling. I'm high on believing that you're in love with me. All the good love when we're all alone. Keep it up, girl. Yeah, you turn me on. I'm hooked on a feeling. I'm high on believing that you're in love with me. I'm hooked on a feeling. You're in love with me. I said I'm hooked on a feeling.
All right, you may think that's from the Guardians of the Galaxy movie, and you'd be right, except of course it predates that by a long time. from the 40th anniversary collection album from Blue Suede is Hooked on a Feeling. Blue Suede did that. Now, I was talking to a guy down at the docks in Anchorage. He works down there. He said he knows the guy that works at the port whose father recorded that song and retired. It's the only really big hit song that they had, but it was a big hit, and he retired with that song. Well, who knows? It's a small world. Let's move on. It's summertime. Seems like it's time for music.
Yvonne, the sweetest one, me oh my oh. Son of a gun, we'll have big fun on the bio. A Thibodeau fountain, oh, the place is buzzing. A kinfolk come to see Yvonne by the dozen. Dressed in style, they go whole wild, me oh my oh. Son of a gun, we'll have big fun on the bio. Jambo.
The Carpenters' Jambalaya, and now it's a Hank Williams song, I'm guessing. Hank Williams song, it's an old Hank Williams song. Did he write it? I don't know. But that's where I first heard it. Anyway, that was the Carpenters.
Every time I see you looking my way, baby, baby, can't you hear my heartbeat? In the park, walking down the highway, baby, baby, can't you hear my heartbeat? When you move up closer to me, I get a feeling that's ooh-wee. Can't you hear the pounding of my heartbeat? 'Cause you're the one I love, you're the one I love.
preacher. Baby, baby, can't you hear my heart?
Herman's Hermits, Can't You Hear My Heartbeat? That's from the Herman's Hermits retrospective album Remastered, an oldie and a goodie. The Claw with Jerry Reed. This is the Glacier Review saying, see you next week. Thanks for listening.